You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Trikafta is described as a life-saving medicine that has immediate and lasting improvements for people suffering from cystic fibrosis. Unfortunately, it can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just to treat one person, making it out of reach for most people. New Zealand's drug buying agency Pharmac wants to fund the medicine but can't under its current budget. Now, obviously, politicians don't make decisions about what medicines are funded, but they do make decisions about how much funding they receive. Is there any special process the government has to add extra funding to Pharmac when needed for drugs such as Trikafta?
We try to fund Pharmac and increase their funding on a regular basis. So they've now got a budget bigger than they've ever had before, $1.2 billion for this year. You're right. Politicians' job is to fund all health services within the constraints that we have, and then it's up to, in this case, Pharmac to make its decisions. You know, by next year, we will have increased Pharmac's funding by over 45% since we became government. We've funded the health system by an additional nearly 45% as well. So we put a lot more into it, but there's always going to be limits. We rely on Pharmac to make its decisions and its priorities based on, you know, what it's got and the therapeutic benefits of all the treatments that it has to purchase. Sometimes there are drugs that are very, very expensive, and it gets very hard to make decisions about whether or not to purchase those drugs.
A lot of people might be wondering, why do medicines such as this cost so much money? Can the government negotiate special deals with pharmaceutical companies?
That is the role of Pharmac, and their job is a procurement agency, so their job is to negotiate the best deal. I mean, there are new pharmaceuticals that provide new treatments and do new things are expensive to develop. And I think we all get that. So pharmaceutical companies invest an extraordinary amount in producing new treatments, and they want to recover their investment, and obviously, you know, they're all privately owned, so they want to make a profit as well. With a treatment like this for cystic fibrosis, we think there's probably about 500 people who would be candidates for that treatment. So around the world, there would be a few million. The question is going to be, you know, what is enough for a pharmaceutical company to charge to recover their development costs and, you know, run themselves as a pharmaceutical company. So that's why you have Pharmac playing the role of negotiating the best possible deal. Trikafta is available in some countries, it's not available in every country, but we rely on Pharmac to get the best deal they possibly can.
New Zealand has had the Pharmac system for a while. Are you happy with the way the system is working? Do you think it needs any improvements to it?
Yeah, we've had it for roughly 30 years, and look, it's done its job. I think there were concerns raised with me in the time that I've been Health Minister, in fact, in our first Bemby government, which is why we set up a review of Pharmac that reported early this year. And actually, look, the Pharmac could do a lot better in terms of transparency. And I think one of the reasons why it now prints or publishes its funded options list is to say, look, here's some things we think would be worth getting. We can't afford them now with our current budget, but these are things that will be to have a bigger budget. Would be the next on the list for funding, and Trikafta is on that list. And indeed, there are a whole bunch of other, like drug cancer drugs in particular. The additional funding that we provided this year, a lot of it's gone into or will go into additional cancer treatments, because another report that was produced earlier this year said that there's a gap between the treatments that we provide for cancers in New Zealand and treatments provided in countries like Australia and the UK. So we want to close that gap. So, look, that's the way that works. And it's worked okay for us in the last 30 years. With some improvements, I think Pharmac will continue to do a good job.
So moving on, recently we've seen an increase in the uptake of Chinese-made apps by people in New Zealand and around the world. This includes apps such as TikTok. A couple of weeks ago you warned that people should be wary about the risk they put their personal information at when they use apps like TikTok. What kind of personal information is usually at risk for people when they use these apps?
When people sign up to think the likes of TikTok, they end up disclosing a lot of information. Their personal details where they are, just geolocation, they can work out where people are. The thing about large Chinese companies is they have an obligation, if requested by the Chinese government, to disclose any information that the Chinese government wants, and that includes stored information. So any information that TikTok has access to, just that it gets by having the app on your phone, if they're requested to disclose that to the Chinese government, they're obliged to do that. And that's one of the risks of dealing with online Chinese products, is that data can be disclosed and you don't know where it's going to end up.
Are apps such as TikTok banned for use in government areas just in case sensitive information gets captured by the app, like politicians in New Zealand allowed to have the app installed on their phones?
Yeah, we don't we don't ban any particular thing, but we do give guidance on what's sensible use or what's a wise thing to do. We give advice that TikTok is something that probably shouldn't be on the phones of politicians and public servants.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.